Well, my next guest presents his first novel, one that comes with stunning vistas of the dense forests and wild rivers. Author Paul Dworon presents The Poacher's Son. We talk about the plot here on The Morning Show and more. Good morning to you, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. I know Down East editor-in-chief, taking a look, you do, at the ties between fathers and sons, unconditional love, and you take us to the good state of Maine. So congratulations on your first work.
Well, thank you very much. It was a long time coming.
And can you expand on that?
Oh, I was one of those kids who, you know, used to go up into my bedroom and type away for hours trying to write a first novel, and it's taken me 20-something years to actually get to this place.
And you have, of course, with your work. Let's set up the plot, please. You do give us this gentleman, Mike. Is it Bowditch or Bowditch?
It's Bowditch.
Bowditch, of course. Set up the plot line for us.
Sure, absolutely. The Poacher's Son is the story of Mike Bowditch, who is a rookie Maine game warden, who is estranged from his father, who's the poacher of the title. And one evening, he receives a phone call from his dad. He hasn't heard from him in 2 years. And it's a mysterious sort of thing, voicemail. The next day, he learns that his father is the suspect in a double homicide in the North Woods. And Mike believes that actually his father is a horrible man, but not capable of murder. So he sets out to prove his father's innocence at the expense of his career and just about everything in his life.
And yet, there's much of an outdoor adventure here.
Yeah, I'm a registered Maine guide, which means that I'm licensed by the state of Maine to lead trips into the North Woods. Nature is incredibly important in my life, and I wanted to convey that in the story, that intimate connection with the outdoors. So I try to really focus on the descriptions of what it's like to actually be outside in August in Maine.
And again, a follow-up, what is it like in August in Maine?
It's probably very similar to what it's like in Michigan and Maine. I was inspired by Hemingway's Nick Adams stories, I have to say.
Sure.
I wanted to sort of turn some of the vibe of those stories into a murder mystery, and that's one of the influences that I had.
The Poacher's Son, your title, how did you do your research when it comes to life as a poacher?
I happen to know actually some former poachers, I will say, recovering poachers. I also know a number of game wardens, and I'm a journalist, so I did a lot of research on the ground. I mean, I brought my own knowledge of the outdoors to the book, but I also did a significant number of interviews, both of, as I say, sort of recovering poachers and the guys who are charged with catching them.
Speaking on the topic of the latest novel, the first novel by my guest, author Paul Dworon, The Poacher's Son. I took my lead from some of my research on you, this provocative look at the ties between fathers and son. Was that intended with your work?
Yeah, it was. It's sort of unfair to my own dad, who's a wonderful, gentle man. I've written this story about a dysfunctional father-son relationship. But it comes out of my own experience. I went to an all-boys Catholic high school where bullying was very much a part of the culture, and it was a very hyper-masculine atmosphere. But also there was this issue of trying to grow up and be a righteous man. And I've thought a lot about this issue of masculinity and being tested as a young man and really wanted to convey what it was like to have a father who constantly disapproved of you and measured you as falling short in your attempt to grow into being a mature man.
So how was the experience of the first novel?
It has been great. I've been very, very fortunate in my early reviews and the early reactions, quite beyond my own expectations for the book. When you're an aspiring writer, you spend hours by yourself in dark rooms, sitting in front of a computer, and you're making up stories in your head, and you think to yourself, I could be having a real life, you know, with my family and friends, and instead I'm just, you know, indulging myself, and will anybody ever read this? And if they do read it, will they like it? And, fortunately for me, so far the answer's been yes.
Do you know who your readers are, or who you'd like them to be?
Well, I've been surprised by who my readers are, I have to say. I knew that because it's an issue of a book that focuses on fathers and sons, I thought it would be of interest to a male audience. But I've been very pleasantly surprised by the number of female readers who have responded to it. I think because while it is a mystery novel, or we're calling it a literary suspense novel, the issue of relationships really is at the center of the book. And I think that people, honestly, men and women, are really responding to that part of it as much as to the fast-driving plot.
So will you keep up staying in that dark room without the family and work on a second?
I'm afraid I have to. I have a three-book contract to continue this series with Mike Bowditch. So it's actually, and that's great. I really am, I'm fortunate to be able to explore this character and take him a little bit further.
Is there a website, please?
Yes, there is. It's www.pauldoiron, which is PAULDOIRON.com.
Good spelling on your behalf. The Poacher's Son is your first novel. We take care, we ask you to take care, Paul, and good work to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.